Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hey everyone, this is Justin from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
The homo didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Shut up! Shut up!
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Before I can get to any more of this, I can't. There's too much and there's not enough time. Why? Why are we running out of time? They're here and they're rocking. Who? Yes. Rammstein! Oh, yes, they're so great. They're so great. Whatever happened to those guys? Oh, that's right, they rock out every Tuesday night to start off and kick off the DJ New Style Show. Hi, everybody, I'm DJ New Style. With me, as always, is a bald man from New Jersey who lives in a basement. His name is Frank, the Germ Freak.
Good evening. Good evening, Ken. Good evening to the people listening to this program. I want to wish you a good evening.
You know, you're just a ball of enthusiasm and everything that's just great.
Everything
that's fantastic and amazing is you.
There's only so many ways somebody can say hello.
I don't know. Maybe a way that would intrigue people to keep listening. Because, quite frankly, when you host a talk show, and I'm not speaking as someone who does this well, I'm speaking as someone who doesn't want to hear a bald man drone on to welcome me to listen to him fucking speak.
Well, you know what? The next time, don't ask me. Don't say hello then.
Frank,
next time.
Don't fucking say anything. How about that? Just sit there in silence. I'm sorry, Frank. No. Listen to me. I'm in a bad mood. I'm getting off on the wrong foot. Everything's fucking messed up. I'm having an off day. It started. I didn't get to take lunch today.
Oh.
And when I don't eat, I get cranky. I get a little cranky. I'm not gonna lie to you, Frank. When I don't eat, I get a little cranky, and I get exhausted, and my day is ruined. I want to go and I want to eat something.
Your blood sugar drops.
I want to have a meal, but I was wrapped up at work. I look up. It's 3:30. Figure I'll tough it out. By the time I leave. I find my way to a Burger King, and I figure, well, it's Fat Tuesday. Frank, congratulations. It's Fat Tuesday.
Now, what's Fat Tuesday mean?
Fat Tuesday is basically the day before Ash Wednesday, which means it's time to go to a dollar store and buy your way into seeing tits that are attached to women who have no shame or parental guidance. So
now,
so that said, it's a pretty good day.
Now, have you ever been to this event?
No, because I have this magical thing that I'm talking to you on called the internet. I don't need to risk my life and limb to surround myself with people who were tough enough to survive a hurricane, yet not smart enough to decide that robbing and killing white people is not the best of ideas. So now we have the toughest of the criminals left in New Orleans. I don't need to go there. And I said New Orleans. I said New Orleans, Frank. I'm sorry about that. But the thing is, it's Fat Tuesday. I figure, you know what? Fat Tuesday, I'm going to have something shitty for myself. I'm going to go and I'm going to put some awful burgers in my stomach. And I'm going to really do it right. I go to Burger King. And I look, what's the worst looking thing? What is just something that looks like punishment on the body? And I see the stacker, the double stack. Are you familiar with this sandwich?
I am very familiar with it.
Very familiar.
I've had it once or 10 times.
Once or 10 times. Now, I don't know. I've had it maybe once before, and I know the only thing I know about it is I don't like the sauce. So I saw this oozing Thousand Island-y looking dressing, and it wasn't doing it for me, but the idea of multiple patties and bacon and all that shit was really good. And Burger King encourages me to have it my way. I mean, at least it has for, you know, ever since the 80s. As far back as I can remember. So I say I would like the number 11 double stacker meal, and I don't want the stacker sauce. Okay. The guy goes, okay, sure. Do you want bacon? Yeah, it's on there. I'll take the bacon. Do you want ketchup? Yeah, that's actually a good idea. I'll have the ketchup. Onions and pickle? Sure. Both equally excellent suggestions. Thank you for looking out. Yeah, we call that a double bacon cheeseburger.
Wow.
So I'm exhausted. And I'm completely exhausted, and I'm not fully realizing what has just happened.
So this snotty-nosed teenager dissed you.
And not only that, a line of customers behind me, and I'm standing there completely blank-faced, just wondering what the fuck did this kid say to me?
You know, a lot of people
fucking say this to me?
A lot of people would not think of you as being at a loss for words because you are DJ New Style. However, in this case, you were caught off guard, weren't you not?
All I could do, I couldn't muster the ability to say anything. But the only thing I could do is just picture their little lit-up fluorescent menu in flames. That's all I could do is look around. Anywhere I looked, I'm filling up my cup of Coke. Everywhere, I just see flames. I really wanted to see this place burn down. Now, I'm not going to burn it down, but I'm just having the daydream equivalent of a falling down moment. The movie Falling Down. Remember when he goes to the fast food restaurant, lights it up on accident, he robs the place or whatever because he's dissatisfied with his sandwich. But
he's unhappy.
He's unhappy. And I'm to the point where I'm just so unhappy that words shouldn't even have to come from my mouth. The place should just be engulfed in flames and gunfire. I don't want this to happen. I felt that it should. It'll never happen by my own hand. I'm just saying, for the record, I will never burn down or shoot up a Burger King. But I had that feeling. So yeah, I am walking away a little bit humiliated, a little embarrassed, as I go and fill up my fucking Coca-Cola Classic.
Well, you know what? It's good that you felt embarrassed because it shows that you're human.
Yeah, well, I am human, Frank. What do you think I am? What was that shitty movie? Is it Centennial Man or Bicentennial Man, that robot? Am I fucking Steel, starring Shaquille O'Neal? Am I RoboCop? No, I'm a man, Frank. So you know, I walk over and I fill my drink up, and all of a sudden, I hear, "Did you get the double bacon cheeseburger meal?" And I look over. Now I'm fucking furious. But it's a customer. And I said, "Yeah, I got it." "Oh, okay. Well, it's ready." I'm like, you know, give me a fucking minute. This customer sees my bag on the counter, and she decides that I have to drop everything I'm fucking doing and pick my bag up because it's inconveniencing her somehow.
But so now do you have the employees doing this to you, but now you have fellow customers.
I don't even want to say fellow. I have fucking rival customers. Rival customers. By the way, I want to say that Bicentennial Ken in the Heroes Talk chat room is just winning tonight. You are just winning, you son of a bitch. They're telling me that I have to go get my bag. So whatever, I fill my drink up, I walk over, and now I see that her obviously adopted daughter. And I say,
now why do you say obviously adopted?
Well, the woman who scoffed at me happened to share my complexion, my tone of skin, and her child, who was putting her greasy paws all over my fucking bagged dinner, which I'm gonna fucking shamefully eat while driving home, just infuriated, shared that of somebody who might prepare me a Mongolian beef. So now the kid's hands are all over my bag, and it doesn't bother me, but I'm irritated. So I rip the fucking thing off the counter, and I notice 2 ketchup packets right next to the bag, and I'm thinking, oh great, now they didn't even put the ketchup on, they're giving me packets. How fucking fantastic. So I go and I grab the packet. She goes, you know, they have lots of ketchup over there. Those were ours.
Oh, wow.
I took them and I threw them on the floor. And I walked out. I stamped off.
Like all this like for a fucking cheeseburger.
Like a fucking toddler. I just wanted to celebrate Fat Tuesday.
I'm two
being
words
punished.
For you.
I'm being punished. I've done something.
I have
something.
Two words for you.
What's that, Frank?
Drive-thru.
This place did not have a drive-thru.
Well, you go to a place that has a drive-thru. You don't have to deal with these animals.
I work in a certain town where there is no fast food other than
well,
this.
You know what? You drive a few more miles and you go to a town where there is
starving! 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 I did not eat all day, Frank. I needed something now. I needed something quick. And I needed it to be disgustingly awful, yet tasty. So I went to Burger King, which is the natural choice.
Now, how do you eat in the car? I mean, do you eat the burger? Did you eat it in the car? Did you go to that drive-through parking space? What did you do there?
What did I do? I eat it while I'm driving, and I hope I don't spill shit on my
now.
Do
you
my
keep
coat.
The package partially wrapped as you're taking bites, or do you unwrap the packaging?
Depending on what the sandwich is, if it's got a lot of lettuce, a lot of onion slices, little things that'll fall out, I have to employ the half wrapped technique. You have to keep that little thing to catch the shit that's going to fall all over the car, your clothes, because then, you know, what happens is you go to clean your car out 4 months later and you see some rotten lettuce.
Well, that's what I do. What I do is if I eat something in the car, I'll place it on the passenger seat, you know, on the wrap, you know, wrapping, make sure it's wrapped. And then when I take it out, I'll hover over the passenger seat as I'm eating it and then continue to drive. And then
So you've just given up on having passengers.
Yes.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've been a passenger in your car, so you really don't give a shit that I might do that again.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'll just sit in your dried, rotten fucking mayo seat. Thanks.
Not my problem.
And and by the way, it's not like, you know, it's just the seat and whatever may fall. When you're done, the wrapper gets thrown on the floor.
That's been known to happen.
It's almost as though whatever isn't on the driver's seat is okay. Just throw it anywhere else. The back seat, the fucking passenger seat. You lean over and eat your food because you may spill something there. You don't see a problem with this.
Well, listen, you know,
how do you control a car while you're leaning into the other side of the vehicle?
Well,
so you don't spill your fucking angry Whopper or whatever it is you fucking decided to get.
Well, you take a bite. The only time you can take a bite is when you have ample car lengths ahead of you and behind you. That's the bite time. And then after that, you go back and you hold it in the air so that it doesn't get all over the place. You know what I had the other day? They had these steak, cheese and egg sandwiches at McDonald's.
A steak, egg, and cheese what?
Sandwich.
Oh,
and it's delicious. Delicious. Don't get me wrong, but it's very greasy. And the grease
very
was
what?
Just greasy.
God, the you say things very unclearly, and then when you say them again, I understand them. Okay, go ahead.
The grease was dripping down my wrist and everything, from this sandwich, and I realized it was just too messy, and I just threw it out the window. I couldn't deal with it. It was too messy.
The bagel sandwiches were the worst addition to the flawless McDonald's fast food breakfast.
Okay, how good are the pancakes, dude?
The pancakes are the best fucking thing in the world. Now, when I first had the McDonald's pancakes, I didn't expect much, but they are by far the greatest food ever crafted by human hands.
Right.
So, such to the point where now I trust any pancakes that I can get quickly. Any fast food pancakes, I now hold at a higher level. Because of McDonald's. And the thing
McDonald's is,
I went to Wawa, and I noticed that they had, and now Wawa, for those of you who don't know, is like a deli, and some of them have gas stations, and some of them probably have a lot of
things.
It's
like a 7-Eleven.
A 7-Eleven, oh, thank heaven for Wawa, because 7-Eleven sucks, cocks. I went to the Wawa, and I noticed they had pancakes in a bowl. How fucking delicious does that sound? Now, it's really the same thing, but they've just added the words in a bowl. To me, anything in a bowl sounds just fucking phenomenal. If I get a burrito bowl, it's fucking great. A burrito, you know, I'm good, but put it in a bowl. Tell me it's
in
a bowl, and I
love
it.
You like edible bowls?
The greatest invention ever is the bread bowl, the taco salad bowl. I want to see more edible bowls. I've seen a bowl made from bacon strips or whatever. A deep-fried, woven bacon strip bowl. It's phenomenal, Frank. Some countries serve cold soup in ice bowls. I'm all about the edible plates, bowls, you know, silverware, whatever. Edibleware. I don't know. Who cares? But the thing is, these pancakes were supposed to be served in a bowl, which means they should be delicious, but they were completely terrible. Completely terrible. And I wonder, how the fuck does McDonald's make a decent pancake and get it to you in 2 minutes, wrapped up in some styrofoam fucking dome contraption? And then they come out with the fucking shittiest bagel that they put the greasiest piece of fucking ground beef compressed with a fucking one of the backline chef's shoes on the floor. And throw a little onion on it, and they call that a fucking sandwich. They fucking hit it out of the park with the pancake, but the bagel sandwich is where they fall down. And also, why are you ordering this, Frank? What got into you?
Well, here's the problem I'm having.
Yes.
On my way home from taking the children to school, I pass about a half a dozen fast food places, and I'm just succumb to the pressure of going to these places. They draw me in there, and I just can't help it.
Now, wait a minute. You passed several of them.
Yeah.
So have you ever gone to more than one place in the
same
morning?
Well, some of them don't. Like, Wendy's does not serve breakfast, I don't believe. Neither does KFC. So those are no good. Burger King, I don't care for their breakfasts.
It is the worst fucking breakfast you can ever have. And I knew this from the time when they had Dan Cortez as their fucking spokesmodel. Anytime Dan Cortez is trying to sell you anything.
From MTV Sports.
Of course. Naturally. He was the man. He was America's sweetheart, Dan Cortez, trying to sell me fucking sourdough bread breakfast sandwiches. Get the fuck out of here. I'm going the extra mile for McDonald's. I want to have a goddamn bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Okay, two of them. Fucking tiny, Frank. You can eat two. So you go to, so you just completely bypass the Burger King. What other places do you pass? None of them have breakfast, or is it just McDonald's?
Well, I don't believe Wendy's and KFC have breakfasts.
Have what?
Breakfasts.
Breakfasts.
I know that, and also I don't believe that Boston Market has breakfasts either.
No, so, I don't think they're open in the morning.
Right.
They're a dinner place.
And also, Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips don't have it either.
No, you're just getting, you're calling places fast food that should not be called fast food.
Well, I mean, I don't eat seafood, so I wouldn't know.
The thing is, fast food, to me, no matter how quick it comes out, is a chain. I need a chain behind my fast food. I need to know that there's a million places just like this that may or may not
put
mustard on a
burger. Arthur Treacher's is a chain.
I don't know what it is. I've never heard of it.
Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips, you never heard of that place?
Never heard of it. Tell me what the commercial is.
I don't know the commercial, but it's been around for years.
Exactly. Fuck Arthur.
And also, it's the same. It's almost like Long John Silver.
Long what?
John Silver. Long John Silver?
Yeah, yeah. His brother is Kim Jong Il, and he serves crab meat. Fucking idiot. Long John. Idiot, Frank. I don't know.
Go ahead.
I've asked you to do something this morning, and you didn't do it. Do you remember what I asked you to do?
You asked me to go to a different place to eat.
Every morning you go, and it's got to have a drive-through. It's got to do this, got to do that.
I'm not getting out of the car.
I want you to experience the world.
Listen to
me. The thing is, you're turning yourself into the boy in the bubble.
Okay.
Your bubble extends from the basement in your house to some kind of a quick mad dash to your car, and then right back. You never get out. You go and you drive through everywhere. Your hand shakes as it goes through the driver's side window to hand cash and retrieve treats from some fucking simian behind a window. Forgive me.
Listen to me. 2 points I want to bring up.
Sure.
I upgraded my cell phone over the weekend. My cell phone died because it was too outdated, the guy said, so it died. So I have a new cell phone. Okay, this guy who helped me, okay, I kid you not, this individual, his face was wall-to-wall covered with acne. It was so bad.
It was so bad that he had two walls on his face, and the acne went from either side, wall to wall.
Right.
Idiot.
It's a situation where you really can't tell if it's a guy or a girl. When he talked, I figured out it was a guy, but it was so bad that I didn't want him to help me. Now, isn't acne a thing of the past?
So you're saying that you're treating acne like leprosy? The guy has a few fucking bumps on his
face. It was not that. It was beyond that. It was just there was no bare skin left. It was.
Do you think
he
was gonna like maybe like take his arm and wipe his nose and get some grease on your screen that'll never be able to be wiped off no matter what chamois you use?
Well, what happened was when he was setting up my phone, he put the phone to his ear and he was talking. You know, he was setting it up the voicemail, all that crap. And, you know, it freaked me out a little bit. Do I think I'm going to die from it? Of course not.
So wait.
But the guy's got raw, sore, drippy fucking acne pimples. It's repulsive.
About how old was he?
People like that should not be allowed to work.
Are you out of your mind? How old was the guy?
This guy probably had to be in his early 20s.
Okay, so he's in his early 20s.
Acne is a thing of the past. You ever hear something called proactive? There's no need for acne anymore, folks. Acne is a curable disease.
So proactive is your cure for acne.
Acne is curable now. There's no need for acne anymore. It's curable.
Yeah. We have a quick little statement from our boy P. Diddy, now known as Diddy. Now known as his name, I don't understand because I'm too pale to even keep track. On proactive. Here it is.
Y'all know damn well that Lindsay Lohan and Jessica Simpson was not using no proactive.
Nope.
So Diddy wore proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all into skincare products. Now y'all think it's official. Well, I got a secret. I was up on Proactive for 7 years. That's why I got the silky smooth cocoa butter skin.
There it is. Silky smooth cocoa butter skin. Mm. Proactive is curable. Is the cure to acne, is what you're saying.
Well, that's what I see on TV. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? I'm not talking about, you know, a couple of pimples here and there. I'm talking about, and I feel sorry for the people who have this acne.
Let me ask you something, Frank, because you've made a statement. You said that this is the cure. Have you used the product?
I don't need to. Thank God. I have a lot of problems, but one of them is not acne. Thank God up in heaven.
So you see somebody that maybe looked like the cell phone man on the commercial in a before picture, and you see somebody with a smooth face like a baby's A's.
Right.
In the after picture. And you think now this is the cure. It has to be. There are two photos of the same person, and the ailment is no longer present in the after picture. So it's the cure.
Well, isn't it?
It isn't. Frank, I used it. I had acne. Not terrible, terrible acne, but, you know, the occasional pimple here and there.
Really?
And it was, you know, it worked a little bit. But the thing is, you got to do this fucking twice a day. And you have to you have to carry who knows how many bottles of fucking face products. Do you know how embarrassing that is?
More embarrassing, carrying face products with you or having it look like the surface of Jupiter on your face?
The thing is, I didn't have it that bad. I probably would have stuck with it if I did. But I was willing to go with the zits and just let them be out there. I mean, I get them occasionally now, but not as bad. And I let it lapse. I didn't use them anymore. But when I ordered, I put myself on the every month fucking charge me and ship me thing. I went through like 3 boxes that I didn't use, and I just decided, fuck it.
Is it an expensive product?
I think it's like $30 a month, or at least it was like 28 something when I did it years ago. But it's just a fucking another way to wash your face. It's another way to get fucking grime out of your pores. That's all it is. It's no miracle cure like you're making it out to be. Oh, there's fucking Vanessa Williams. She used to be a fucking beauty queen, but now she's older and she has no more acne. Like, the fucking, like, does it really sell you the fact that a famous person is telling you this is the product for you?
I don't care. That's you know how I feel about those famous people. I don't give two shits about them. That's not the point. I always thought that Proactive was the cure for acne. Because you don't really see many people who have that really, really bad acne where it's just covering their entire... You don't see that too often anymore. Isn't that correct?
It's not like polio where, you know, they come up with a vaccine and now you don't see it that, you know, that often. You fucking see it every now and then. It happens. It's not like a fucking freak show. You see it and you know, hey, there's a guy with acne. It's still
out there. You feel bad for them?
You know what? I see it and I feel pain in my face. I almost get to the faint urge to want to just squeeze their face and see what comes out. Just put one hand on the left cheek of their face and the other one on the right side and just fucking push and see how much shit flies out. Of course, while I'm standing, you know, to the side. I don't want to, you know, get a fucking face full of zit. It's disgusting.
But would it skeeve you out if somebody had that type of acne and was serving your food? Would that bother you?
Yeah, that would bother me. It would bother me.
So you admit that?
If it's some kind of a cystic acne, I don't want to have to sit there wherever I'm eating and think that, oh, maybe the soup I'm eating has an extra ingredient born from this guy's greasy face. But the thing is, he's selling you a phone. He's selling you a fucking cell phone.
Right, I understand that. And he was very nice, don't get me wrong. But I felt a little, I mean, when I came home, I had to wash all the phones and everything, you know, because
Wait,
I didn't
want... Wait, you all the phones? What do you mean all the phones?
The cell phones, I washed them.
The ones that you still went with him and you took the phones that he gave you?
Well, I had no, of course I took them, I mean,
and
it
you,
was all...
And not only that, you washed them?
Well, I washed them with things that you could utilize to clean electronics.
Fucking, it's upsetting. It's upsetting that I know you. Sometimes it's upsetting that I fucking know you. The guy put a phone to his ear. He's not. You're not going to get anything.
Ken, are you? Do you understand? This guy had translucent blood dripping down his fucking face from his pimples. For Christ's sake!
Oh God!
Are you aware of what I'm telling you?
That's gross. That is pretty gross. Like he just popped one, or maybe he scratched his face a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
And he opened up seven of them.
Yes.
And the thing is, there's always that little layer of orange pizza grease before the white little pustule pops out of the zit. There's always that fucking pizza grease lava fucking drip that comes out of your pore before you finally get that zit popped right out of the thing. Have you ever popped a zit, Frank?
No. You know what? I never did. I thank Christ up in heaven all the problems I have. All the problems I have, thank God I don't have that. So I never had to worry about that, but who knows in the future what'll happen.
I hope you do get adult acne. I hope you do.
Well, I have adult ADD. Why not have the adult acne?
You don't have the adult ADD. Someone told you did, and now you think you do. I hope that your shrink tells you that you're an amputee and you don't deserve to have a left leg. So now you have to go through with a fucking wooden peg leg and tell everybody, yep, had to get rid of my leg. Someone told me I needed to. And you didn't have to. And after you go through the operation, I hope they take the wrong leg off so you have to get dual pegs. You fuck. Just irritating, Frank. It's disgusting. Is acne an illness, do you think? Do you think it can be classified as an illness?
It's a disease.
You really think it's a disease?
It's a disease of the skin.
Yeah, a disease of the skin really isn't that bad. I mean, of course, if it's some kind of a melanoma, skin cancer, it's not that bad. So, I don't know. Yeah, maybe it is a disease. I wouldn't call it an illness. There's no way you can catch it. I mean, to me, a real illness has to be contagious.
Well, what if... Well, let me ask you this. You say there's no way you can catch it, but they say that if you pop a pimple, it'll spread to another part of your face or something, and then the pimple will pop up over there.
Did your CD skip in your fucking brain? Why the fuck do you stutter like that? The reason is if you have skin prone to, you know, not exfoliating itself or on its own, then, you know, shit gets trapped in your pores and all that. And, you know, any grease, you know, you want to keep away from your face because it's just going to be trapped in another pore. But, you know, if your skin does its job, it shouldn't do that. Liver Spot in the Heroes Talk Room says it's a disorder, not a disease or an illness. But speaking of illness, Frank, you've been dealing with it in your house. I don't know how you managed to pull through this, but you've had some sick kids, I take it?
Yeah, I've had my kids have been on and off sick for the last 4 weeks or so. And you know, there's just the puke bowl's just been. How do you?
The puke bowl? What do you mean the puke bowl?
As growing up as a kid, when I was sick, whenever I had to throw up, I would just, you know, run to the bathroom toilet. Sometimes I would not make it in time. But now we have a puke bowl in my house, a big green plastic puke bowl that travels throughout my house for the kids for when they puke.
So is that something? Why do you have a specific bucket or pail for the puke rather than just telling them to go to the toilet?
Well, because sometimes if they're in bed, they can't make it. They're on the couch, they won't be able to make it. Sometimes it comes up on you very quickly.
Everybody's telling me that, you know, puke is awful, but you say puke bowl.
Yeah.
A little bit tastier. So now you just pass a bucket around.
Oh, jeez.
It makes more sense. You know, honestly, it really does make more sense because whenever I've puked, I've always puked in the toilet. But you think how close your fucking face is to where someone was either sitting, jacking off, pissing, shitting, doing God knows what. And you're putting your fucking face right next to it.
When you throw up, explain to me. I sweat profusely when I throw up. Do you?
Well, no, Frank, I don't. Let's dish.
You don't sweat when
I
throw
puke.
Up?
Do you? Are we bonding here? Are we becoming new fucking summer camp friends?
I sweat so bad. Also, I feel as though I'm puking so bad sometimes that I feel as though I won't be able to. I can't catch my breath.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm suffocating.
Well, I mean, that's a natural reaction. I mean,
Is that how that's how you feel as well?
You know, you're conditioned to throw up.
But
which means
like
that
you're
not going to
want
to breathe in through your mouth. Yeah, you do. You kind of hyperventilate because you try to breathe in when you know too much, right, or whatever. I don't know, Frank. I don't know, fucking Frank.
Now
the thing that gets me is you have to have the weakest immune system ever because you constantly purify your skin. Everything that may or may not touch you wipe with Purell, disinfectants, and all that. I think you have no more immune system because you've completely taken over the duty of your body as far as cleaning yourself up, fixing and killing germs. You've taken over that role for your body, so you no longer have an immune system. And now you have just kids that are exposed to all these fucking, these other bastard kids that are sneezing and passing around fucking pink eye and all these other fucking terrible classroom diseases, and they're bringing them into your house.
And what happened is when I bring my son Lukey to preschool, there's a little fellow boy in the classroom.
A fellow boy. A fellow boy?
A little fellow boy. In the classroom.
That
with
almost
him.
Sounds like a slur.
And this kid's nose is constantly running. So I tell Lukey, I said, listen, don't go by him, do not touch him, and do not play near him. And then when I'm walking into the classroom, the kid goes up to Lukey, and Lukey says, "My daddy says I can't play with you," and the mother's standing right there.
You are unclean, fellow boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
messed up. But the thing is, you have to be getting some of these diseases. Your kids are passing them on, you know, whatever. But at least your children are building up immunities because they're exposed to all this disease. Teachers get sick, you know, time and time again. But eventually they become immune to these diseases throughout the year. And, you know, their immune systems get tougher. You are just with you. And then... now you come into contact with this carrier, your child. You have to be getting sick over and over every year. Have you gotten sick yet from your kids?
Of course I've gotten sick. You know, I've been sick many a times.
This year?
Yes. But what can I do?
Frank, at least you get sick and you can take like a nice day and just relax a little bit. Lay down.
No, I can't do that, no.
Why can't you do that?
Because I don't have sick days, my friend.
Let me ask you, just so that the audience knows, you work from home.
Yes.
You work from home, so you're saying that under no circumstances can you...
How can you take a sick day when you work from home, for Christ's sake? It doesn't make sense.
It's easy. You don't...
I'm already home!
You don't
take a sick day to stay home! But if you're home already, how can you take a sick day?
How about you just don't go downstairs that day? There you go. But, I mean, you've never taken a sick day. Ever.
Did you just understand what I said? Of course not. If I'm already home, then what's the point?
Well, no, the fact that you're at home has nothing to do with the fact that you're working. Do you understand? You may work in your house, but you also jerk off and fucking play video games, sleep, whine to your wife and fucking yell and scream your goddamn head off in the same house. Some of those activities you probably do during the workday, but you shouldn't. There's a separation there. If you're sick, don't work. Fuck. Who cares? Take a goddamn day off.
You know, Ken, unfortunately, not all of us, are mooching off of his parents. See what I'm saying? I have a family of support.
You're
mooching
off your wife. The thing is, you traded up your mother. You traded your mother for your wife. Your mom did everything for you, and now Donna, your wife, does everything for you.
Well, pretty soon your wife will do everything for you as well.
And then, God forbid anything happens, you will trade Donna for one of your daughters. You will never do anything for yourself.
Well, I say to my daughter, listen, you know that my biggest fear is...
What's your biggest fear?
Well, my daughter is growing up and getting older and getting married and moving away. It rips my heart out to think that some guy will take my daughter and move to a different state. I can cry right now thinking about it.
Well, Frank, it's going to happen. Your daughters don't want to just live in New Jersey. They want to go and have
families of their own. Excuse me, Jersey's where it's at, my friend.
They want to have a life of their own. Nah, you know why?
So,
Let me tell you something. You expose them to nothing but New Jersey and Harold Bon Jovi and every other fucking celebrity that came from New Jersey. Say, hey, Luke, he's from New Jersey. Luke, huh? Camden County.
So I tell my daughter at least two or three times a week, I say to her, my oldest daughter, I say, listen, you're going to take care of me when I'm giving you a good life now. I'm giving you your Uggs. I'm giving you your fucking iPod. I'm giving you your this and your that. Okay. When I'm older, you will take care of me. You will allow me to stay in your house if I need to stay in your house.
And what does she say?
She says, but daddy, I want to have my own life.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hey, hello?
Hey, yo, what's proper?
Hey, you already know who this is.
No, I'm not sure who this is.
Man, you already know who this is.
I don't think I know who this is.
Hey, you are Yak, Y-A-K, you already know.
Well, let me see. I'm going to go to my automatic call identifier and see if we can find out who this is.
Yeah, so if you give him a number, I'm going to slap the shit out of you when I see you.
Ladies and gentlemen, New Style presents to you the man without a government name, Mr. Mike Nice.
Play it back, nigga.
Well, it looks like it worked. Chicken, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Nice.
Play it back, nigga.
Chicken nut chick. Oh, what's going on, Mike Nice? Welcome to the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. How you doing, buddy?
Yo, son, tell me how I just left the BB gas station. I was like, yo, let me get 20 on pump 5. And you know how in the hood you got to pay, you know what I'm saying, you got to pay before they actually give you any fucking gas. So he's like, credit card. I said, yeah, $20. He was like, no, I can only authorize $50. I said, what? I said, nigga, I don't need $50 worth of gas. So, I mean, long story short, I spit in his fucking face, stole two Lucy's in a bag of Skittles, and was out of there, yo.
But how did you didn't have any gas.
The gas station I went to was on the corner. They got four different gas stations on one block. So they got a BP, they got a BP, what's that Russian shit, the Luke Oil? Yeah, they got the Luke Oil joint, and they got a, and what's the other one? And they got Exxon, all on the same fucking corners, dog.
It's like for every four gas stations, three of them are Pakistan, Pakistani, Indian guys. But then there's always that one with the Eastern European, like Ukrainian-looking guy. You want credit or cash? Always.
He's from Georgia. Yeah, always. He's from Georgia.
Yes. Yeah.
But I heard, I don't mean to throw your topic off, but what's this shit about fucking germ-free trading iPods and Ugg boots for elder care? What the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me?
Exactly. That's what he's doing.
No, I'm saying I'm giving my kids a good life. The kids get anything they want, okay? They get their god, those fucking stuffed animals. What do they call them? I don't even know what they call them now.
Webkins? But still even...
Building Mike Knight's coming real soon. I'm talking about, I'm launching that in 2000.
I get her. They want fucking shoes with fucking wheels on them. They're Heelys. I get them Heelys. I get them Uggs. I get them Northport, whatever North Face, whatever the fuck it is.
Northport.
I'm giving you a good life now. You take care of me when I'm older.
So you're premium free.
Again, it boils down to you're basically trading material things for your elder care when you're older. How about you do this? Instead of giving your kids material shit they don't fucking need in the first place, save that money so when you're old, you can buy good care.
Exactly.
Damn, that's unsensible. Holy shit, what the fuck's wrong with me?
You see, why don't you start paying a premium for a long-term care policy rather than just fucking, you know, doling out hundreds of dollars on fucking boots they're not going to fit in 2 years from now.
That's
fucking
crazy,
dope.
Man. That shit is
at the very least, buy the emu boots. Get the knockoff, whatever the fuck the Uggs are. It's funny.
I bet you Germ Freak, you give him a custom Ugg, the one that costs $200 extra and they embroider his fucking kid's name on the back where the Ugg tag is.
Yeah, or they're painted by, who the fuck, Ed Hardy or whatever. Ed Hardy Uggs.
He got the Swaggerless Monkey Edition fucking Jones. The Ed Hardy Ugg boots.
Oh my god.
Swaggerless Monkey.
Swaggerless. Jesus.
Well, yeah, what the fuck is that, Germ Freak? So you ain't got no response? You basically said you're trading your elder care up front for your kids.
Listen, the better life I give them, the better life they should give me. Don't you understand what I'm saying? You're not married. When you get married and have kids, you'll figure this out, my friend.
Frank, when you were six.
See, look, you don't have to be married to have kids. Like, I got seven babies, mamas, and about 13 kids running around this motherfucker. You see me buying them any goddamn thing?
Yes. Boy. I don't see you buying anything.
Exactly.
Frank, when you were six, what kind of boots did your parents buy you? What kind of pants? What kind of toys? Do you remember that shit? Do you remember any of that shit?
I had tough skins.
No, oh my God. And the thing is, are you taking care of your mom? Are you taking care of your mother?
Oh, shit.
I have no comment regarding that.
He has no comment. Your mom did everything for you, and now you're not doing shit for her. I bet you Donna does more for your mom,
than you do
for your mom. And now you're preaching against kids. Take the Uggs. Take the iPods.
Hey, yo, some police behind me. I gotta go holler.
Well, there you go. There's Mike Nice. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. He's getting pulled over or whatever. Talking on a cell phone and having a certain amount of melon, whatever. Frank, the thing is, you don't take care of your mom. What the fuck balls do you have to demand that your kids take care of you when you're old?
Listen, I have to pay for 2 weddings. I got to pay for 3 college educations. Okay, I'm going to be in the fucking poorhouse. I'm going to be living on the fucking streets. I know it.
Yeah, so a pair of Uggs is really going to cover a wedding and fucking 20 years of cleaning up piss and waxing a scalp so it doesn't get
whenever
chapped.
They want a Frappuccino, I go get him a Frappuccino. So they take care of me. Frappuccino equals free room and board when I'm older.
I doubt it. Let's take a break here. It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude.
Could you take just one razor blade being thrown at you?
No!
Not even one.
No! No! No!
That bothers you.
Yeah, because I don't know. That could have... That, oh!
That could what?
That could have cut somebody.
Yeah. Could cut everybody. That's what it's built to do.
But there could be blood on there right now.
Yeah.
If you want to... No! No! No!
Treat me good. Do you want to do... What I like to call the razor blades of death, where I throw 50 razor blades at you.
No, no!
It's gonna sting.
No.
For what?
No! Ah! No, no.
Oh,
no,
it's bleeding.
Ah!
Ah! You just like for no reason.
No, no, no! If you are
a want a razor?
No!
Why do you worry?
Because that could slip from your hand at any moment.
Never.
No. No. No!
Throw 50 razor blades at you.
All right, that's enough. Please, that's enough, please.
I like that you have a nice masculine scream.
Thank you. No. No. No!
Uh-oh, I just cut my fucking face.
Oh, shit. Let me,
you all right?
Hold on to my face. Hold the blood. Oh. You just worry for no reason. Have you got a list of your phobias?
Somebody else's saliva, somebody's ass, dirty hands, diseases, fluids, bridges, hitting people, fluids. No! 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 Fluids.
This is...
Yeah.
Our bathroom kit.
No. That's not necessary.
We all use that.
No. That key is That key is full of contamination. People, they go to the bath and don't wash their hands, and that key has fecal matter on it right now, and you're swinging it, and probably some of the fecal matter is getting on my face, too. Fluids.
It could cut me.
A razor blade could?
Yes! They're meant to be sharp.
No! Fluids.
The DJ New Style Show.
This is Keith from Best in Show Radio, and you are listening to the DJ New Style Show live on hearustalk.com. Join us every Thursday night at 8 p.m. for Best in Show Radio.
As I was saying a moment ago at the beginning of the show, if you guys noticed, there was a pretty long, dramatic, crazy intro about some history of the show. I don't know. Keith, do you have a story you want to tell us?
Well, back in January, I was talking on a show about how my wife, I had
caught her sending an email or exchanging emails with a guy about, you know, secretly meeting behind my back for lunch. And, you know, and but, I mean, she did convince me that it was just, you know, that they were friends. And I had asked her not to hang out with him because I didn't like him for some reason. Well, let's put it this way. Let's fast forward to today where I have this nice, awesome bachelor pad. The apartment I lived with my current but soon-to-be former wife, who is no longer my wife because she forgot that you're not supposed to have a boyfriend while you're married.
As it turns out, all of us who told you, yeah, man, you're making way too big a deal out of this, yeah, we were all wrong. Apparently, we were all wrong, and you were 100% right.
I see the number come up, and I'm like, seriously? I was like, you really need to talk to this guy? Like, what's the deal? And she's like, it just made me mad that you told me I can't be friends with someone and there's no reason, there's nothing going on, and just because you're suspicious of him for whatever reason.
For whatever reason. Just because you're suspicious of him because he wants to have sex with me. I mean, like, just because, like, that means something.
Be sure to check out HeroesTalk.com and the Pal Talk Heroes Talk radio chat room every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. for the DJ New Style Show and every Thursday night at 8 p.m. for Best in Show Radio. Hear Us Talk, loving it live.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Be sure to check out DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Download previous episodes. Correspond with us. Hang out with us. Become our e-pals. Thank you. Had a nice break, Frank. I don't know. Just hanging out. Listening to the stuff that we play. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Did you urinate? Did you just sit back, close your eyes, and cry?
I sat back, closed my eyes, and sobbed.
Interesting. I don't know, Frank. Perhaps you were crying as though maybe you were receiving an award and you were just overjoyed. When I say award and it's this time of year and everybody's already talked about it already, I'm talking, of course, about the Oscars. Did you happen to see the Oscars? It was a pretty big deal. They were struggling to get the
Are you referring
back.
To the 61st Academy Awards presentation?
So you saw them?
No, I didn't see it.
Well, that's good. Why didn't you watch them?
Ken, I'm not going to sit there and gawk while obscenely rich and famous people are receiving a statue. Ken, am I there to think these people are better than me because they can dress in more fancier clothes and drive more expensive cars? They're no better than me.
They are actually, you know, really a lot better than you. Pretty much every one of them. Even all the random Indian kids for Slumdog Millionaire. But you don't know anything about that, right? Did you see any of the movies?
I saw none of them, and I will never see them ever.
Don't you feel like you would want to see what the buzz is about? What
the last movie I saw...
Well, keep in mind, you mentioned that you had seen one recently.
No, I'm that and where an Academy Award was won.
Oh, I see.
Was 1982's Tootsie.
So you watched...
Supporting actress of Jessica Lange.
So you watched a movie where Dustin Hoffman dressed up as a woman.
Yes.
Amazing. But that's the last Oscar-nominated winning movie that you've ever seen.
You know what?
One.
I'm lying. I think I also saw My Cousin Vinny in 92.
That's right, you did. Featuring, a pretty
Joe
key
Pesci.
Part... By Ralph Macchio, your boy Ralph
yes,
Macchio.
Yes.
I watched the Oscars pretty much in its entire.
Did you watch them with your girlfriend?
For a little bit, I would say.
Would you have watched them if your girlfriend was not there?
I did. My girlfriend went to sleep, so basically she wasn't there. And
you don't think it's a little effeminate to watch the Oscars? I do.
That is the question. That is the question.
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio presents...
Is it gay?
That's right. It's the part of the show where we ask ourselves, is a certain behavior that one of us has exhibited A little gay. Well, I stayed up. I watched the Oscars. I was going to watch with my girlfriend. My girlfriend fell asleep. And I kept watching. And I eagerly awaited certain awards. I wanted to see Best Picture. I wanted to see the Best Actress,
now,
the Best Actor.
The Best Picture, isn't that usually like the last award?
Yeah.
So you pretty much stayed up half the night to wait for that award.
I wanted to see what was going on. I've seen
a bunch of
these
movies. I think you wanted to
know
what people were wearing. That's what you wanted to know.
No, it is not.
Please tell me you did not watch the Joan Rivers pre-interview show.
I've never seen that. I'll say to you right now that I've never seen it. I will admit to watching the Oscars, but I've never seen an Oscar pre-show.
Have you ever watched the Tonys?
No, I've never watched the Tonys. However, you know, you wouldn't be able to tell by the way that Hugh Jackman hosted this this year's Oscars with his little song and dance numbers. I'm going to sing and dance. I don't know. I'm a little bit put off when people sweep into
song and dance numbers.
A little bit uncomfortable by those.
In your lazy boy chair watching a man dance.
Not necessarily a lazy boy, but I guess you could say that I was watching a man dance. Sure.
I see.
You know, when a grown man slips into a song and dance number, like he's talking normally, speaking to an audience, and all of a sudden he reaches over and pulls out a fucking top hat, and now he's dancing and tapping his shoes and fucking... Just, I'm uncomfortable watching it.
Well, here's the problem I have. This is getting back to what I was saying before. You have these people, you know, when these famous people, some people call them stars. I don't call them stars. The only stars I know of are in the sky. I will not call them by that term. They drive up in their limousines. They have these pathetic fans just gawking at them, hoping for a glimpse. Hoping for some type of acknowledgement from these famous fucks.
Exactly. It's like when people go to mall autograph signing tours and expect these stars to sign their Outsiders t-shirt. Right, Frank? Didn't you go to see...
I was young!
But didn't you... doesn't matter. At one point in your life, you wanted to get an autograph from Ralph Macchio.
I was young.
And you sought him out eagerly and were heartbroken when he said no. So don't act like you're fucking better than anybody who may get excited when they see a celebrity.
They ask these famous people for their fucking autograph, all right?
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to do with a fucking autograph? What the fuck would you do with that?
I'm going to see if
I ever became a famous person, if I ever became a well-known celebrity, if you will, and somebody asked for my photograph, if somebody asked for my autograph, I would say, listen... I'll give you my autograph, but you have to give me your autograph as well. So I would want everybody's autograph who I gave autographs to.
Why? What would you do with them?
Because to let them know that my autograph is no better than your autograph!
I hope that everybody that asks for your autograph, not that they ever will, but if anybody ever does, I hope they take the sheet of paper back home and try to put their entire load within one of the O's or one of the A's or one of the vowels that you've written.
Let me ask you a question and be 100% truthful, okay?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever practice signing your name as though you were a famous celebrity?
Never.
You're a fucking liar!
I've never... what do you mean? I've never done it. I write the first letter, and I scribble the rest, and then I do something so that I know my signature is my signature. And I'm not going to reveal what that is. It's something that's constant... Every time that I sign something, while the signature may vary, this is a constant. I will not say what it is. I jizz on the letter K. That's all.
All right. Anyway, so what we were getting to before? No. I didn't watch it. You know what? I don't even know who won. I don't even know who the fuck won.
Slumdog Millionaire took Best Picture.
Okay, I'm not familiar with.
Slumdog Millionaire is a movie set in Mumbai, India. It's about a guy that was on the Indian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and is accused of cheating and has to explain why he knows the answers, and hijinks ensue. I mean, that's really basically it. That's what it is.
And you
and it was all an all Indian cast, and it was a fucking great movie. And I have to say, I really did enjoy it, and I think it deservedly won the award.
But you didn't see the other four movies, so how could you say that?
I saw, what did I see? I don't know. And you know what? I'm going to say that I was kind of rooting for it. Maybe I didn't see Benjamin Button. I certainly did not see Milk. But I was kind of rooting for the movie that I liked. I guess that's maybe why I watched. Something that I enjoyed, won an award. It's like, yeah, it's a little bit of a gayer version of watching a sporting event. You want to see that something that you support wins. And I kind of support that movie. I enjoyed it. Is there anything wrong with that, Frank?
Sentimental. Wrong with it.
You're calling me a faggot. You're calling me...
No. I didn't say that. I said sentimental.
But the fact that I root for a movie and watch the Oscars, you think is a little effeminate. Well, let me ask you something, Frank. Didn't your son ask you to go fishing? Did your son ask you to go fishing, yes or no?
That was a personal, private conversation.
It was?
Not really.
He did ask me to... He did?
Yes.
So when are you two going fishing?
I told him there's a problem with that.
Why? What's the problem with you taking your son fishing?
I have a fear of worms.
So, because you're afraid of worms, you're not going to take your son fishing, even though he's asking you to.
How could I take him fishing if I'm afraid of worms?
You can use other bait. So go take a hot dog, cut it up, put it on a hook, and fish. You don't know how to fish, do you? Admit this.
No, I don't. I don't.
Did you, in fact, Frank, did you, in fact, ask me to go with you and your son so that I could teach you both to fish? Like I'm fucking Jimmy Houston. Did you or did you not ask me to go with you two to teach both of you to fish?
I did!
Why? Am I your son's father?
No, but you teach us how to fish. That's all.
You take a hook, you put anything on it. You can put belly button lint on a fucking hook, throw it in a body of water, and come out with a sunny. You put a fucking piece of something on a hook, on a line, on a pole, and you put it in the water.
When I suggested to get those imitation man-made things, you said they were no good.
Well, yeah, because the thing is, you have to have a little bit of a technique with a lure. Listen, I enjoyed fishing as a kid. I'm not a good fisherman, but I, for you, you want to just put something that smells like food, that is food, just in a fucking lake and just sit there, Frank. It's not about catching the fish. I mean, yeah, it may happen, it might not, but it's the fact that you're with your son. And you're bonding with your son. But no, you want to go completely beyond that and have me fucking say, okay, now Luke, Frank, pay attention. Eyes on me. You're going to take the pole and cast it in the lake. Where's the fucking moment with you and your son there? Where is the fucking moment? You just completely give it away. Sell it away just so you can learn how to fucking fish.
Well, for your information, I purchased a Popiel pocket fisherman over the weekend.
Well, I'm proud of you. I hope you've gotten two. What, are you going to share it?
It was buy one, get one free.
There you go. Okay, so I hope you two go out to a lake. Maybe you reel one in. You teach them how to remove it from the hook. You throw it back in the lake. And you guys have a good time. You catch the fish. You maybe look at it a little bit, and then you let them go. And you go and try and catch another one. Why is this such a burden to you?
I'm not the outdoorsy type.
I mean, when we were on the phone, you were saying, I don't even understand why we do it. You catch the fish, you let them go. Why?
Yeah, there's no point. If you're going to go fishing, catch the fish and bring the fish into your bucket and cook them up.
Now,
I don't understand these people who throw the fucking fish back. It's pointless to
me.
Okay,
now, can you let us know what state you live in?
I think we all know what state I live in.
Which state?
New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. Yeah, that's right. And you don't live in, like, a farmland, correct?
Correct.
So any body of water that you'd be fishing in has a high likelihood of pollution, right? I don't know about you, but you don't even fucking eat fish.
I don't think that Newark Bay has much pollution in it, my friend.
It does. And the thing is, Frank, you don't even like seafood. So why would you say, kill this fish because I caught it so I can eat it? Because, one, it's polluted. Two, it's probably fucking disgusting because you're a rookie fisherman and you're going to get a fucking bluegill at best. And it's going to... You know the people that eat bluegills, Frank? You know the people that eat the sunnies? Those are the people that can't find cans of dog food to eat. They have their last fucking hopes hitched on this broom handle and piece of twine tied around a fucking half a moldy hot dog that they threw in this lake. That's all they have. So they eat these fucking disgusting polluted fish. So maybe you could turn it into some kind of a sporting event or some kind of an outdoors activity, bonding moment with your son. Catch the fish and see how far you can throw it back in the fucking lake. That's what we used to do. You catch a sunny little fucking fish and you see who can throw it the furthest. Who can throw their fish back the furthest? Like 50 feet. You take it and you throw a fastball with a fucking
fish. So you're taking a fish, you're putting a fucking hook in its mouth, then you're tossing it.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually hoping it puts the hook in its own mouth. I'm ripping it out of its fucking lip and I'm seeing how far I can fucking split finger this bitch back into the lake. It's an American tradition, Frank. God, I can't believe you've never gone fishing. Ever.
I've gone crabbing, but not fishing.
So take your kid crabbing. Do something with your son. Jesus. Make yourself a promise. As we approach the end of Fat Tuesday, Frank, make yourself a promise. A Lenten promise, perhaps, that you're going to do more stuff with your kids. Now, you are a Catholic, is that correct?
I'm a Roman Catholic.
A Roman Catholic. So you don't you move from town to town? It's so fucking crazy. It's hilarious. Gay. So tomorrow, Catholics will go to church on a Wednesday, which is rare, and they're gonna have a priest rub fucking dirt in the shape of a cross on their foreheads, and this lets people know that they won't be eating meat for like the next 5 Fridays. I don't know. Do you have a connection with this Ash Wednesday?
Connection? Not really. I don't take part in it for obvious reasons.
Well, why? This is your religion.
I'm not.
This is a holy day of obligation. That's what they call it.
I'm not a religious individual. The only good thing about Ash Wednesday is when you were in high school, you didn't get in trouble if you went to get ashes. You could come to school late if you went to get ashes. That was the only good thing about Ash Wednesday.
But how embarrassing was that? I was always ashamed to have this fucking smudge on my face. And I was always told, like, you know, it's bad to remove it. So, like, now I feel like, yeah, I'm dirty on my face, but I'm going to go to hell if I try to clean myself. That's how I always felt. And you see a lot of people that don't have it. And they're like, oh, I went to church today. And I'm like the only one in school with the fucking ashes. It was a fucking mess. And all for what? You get ashes on your forehead to signify that you're going into this Lenten season. Now, do you know what Lent is?
Lent is when you give up something.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I mean, for people that disconnect themselves or further themselves away from the church, Lent is the time you give something up. It's 40 days before Easter, something like that. I don't really fucking know. But you're supposed to pick something and give it up because Jesus gave up life. So now it's going to be an equal trade-off if I decide to no longer chew Bazooka Joe bubble gum and read the comics for 40 days. It's an equal trade for Jesus giving his life up.
Well, what's your alternative, my friend? Cutting your dick off?
I don't know. You, usually people use it as like a means of getting back in shape, you know, eating better, working out more, something like that. Maybe spending more time with their kids because they don't know how to fish and they're afraid of worms, something like that. But people always used to take the easy way out. They would try to cheat the system by giving up things things they don't do anyway. Like, I'm going to give up vacuuming for Lent. 40 days, no vacuuming. It's going to be difficult. Or something that they have to do that they don't want to do.
Well, I love the people who give up something that they're never going to – like people give up stuff that they never utilize in the first place. Like for me, I say I give up seafood. I don't like seafood anyway, so what the fuck am I going to give it up
for? You know what, dude? I'm giving up smoking for Lent. It's going to be huge. It's going to be difficult. I don't smoke, but I'm giving it up for Lent. Oh, and then there's always the jokester, the trickster that decides, I'm giving up Lent for Lent, huh? Where's your hand? Put it up high on mine.
Wow.
Fucking idiots. The worst. The worst. And what do they do before this? They use these 40 days to get in shape, and they kick it off with today, Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, by eating everything. Drinking everything, doing all the wrong fucking things, which leads me to something that I found, which has become my favorite site ever, Frank. This is why you're fat.
Excuse me?
That's the name of the site. It's thisiswhyyourfat.com.
It's I thought.
I thought you said you weren't gonna do the fake laugh ever. You son of a bitch. ThisIsWhyYou'reFat.com is a picture blog that posts images of meals that are conducive to fat person drool. Just in time for Fat Tuesday. Why don't we give some of the listeners some of these good Fat Tuesday snack ideas that they should have eaten this fine Fat Tuesday, Frank? Have you taken a look at this site at all?
I have.
Do you have any favorites?
I'm always partial to the burger.
The burger?
Yeah.
The burger. So, which burger? Fucking idiot. It's a fucking site about fat people. Of course, there's a fucking million different kinds of burgers on here.
I like the burger that's got the pizza that's made with two pizza crusts as the bun.
They call it the bacon cheese pizza burger. Now, basically what they've done is they've taken two large pizzas and they've used those as the burger bun. So they have this gigantic burger patty between two pizzas and people are eating that. And it's not without its pepper jack cheese, eggs, bacon, and all the other fucking trimmings. Now,
it looks delicious.
It looks amazing. All of this stuff looks fucking amazing. You'll be hard pressed to find something disgusting on thisiswhyyourfat.com. But the thing is, it's so bad for you. Everything that looks delicious, Frank, is fucking awful for you. For example, the bacon-wrapped meatloaf with a layer of mac and cheese. Now, picture two meatloafs, ground beef, you know, in the shape of a loaf, on top of each other, like bricks. In between the bricks?
Mortar.
The mortar? Yeah. Let's take the mortar out and put macaroni and cheese, wrap it in bacon, and deep fry the entire fucking thing. It sounds like a fucking dream. Are you kidding me?
It's delicious.
So did they take this photo from your blog?
No. It looks delicious. It looks... As you know, whenever I eat meatloaf, I have to have macaroni and cheese on the side. So this is the best of both worlds. The macaroni and cheese is already in the fucking meatloaf.
So why don't you try to get Donna to make this for you?
You know what? I'm going to.
Yes! Thank you, thisiswhyyourfat.com. Can you maybe video blog that or videotape it, whatever, and put it on Frankenbarb?
No doubt.
You will do this?
No doubt.
All right. Maybe another one that we have here. Another quick one. The Krispy Kreme bacon cheddar cheeseburgers. Now, this is why I blew up at you when you said I like the burgers. How do you say burgers, Frank?
Burger.
Ah, it's fucking. I just pictured your head in flames right now.
The Krispy Kreme bacon cheddar cheeseburger is simply they're utilizing a glazed donut as the bun.
Yeah, they slice the Krispy Kreme glazed donut in half, using it as a bun with the cheeseburgers and in the middle. But the thing is, the grill looks like the greasiest, tastiest looking fucking thing in the world. Just the best fucking looking thing in the world. And I would eat it, and it would probably be incredible, but I would drop dead from having tried it. Another one here, and, you know, next to last. We'll do two more, Frank. The Turba Canuckin. Do you have any idea what the Turba Canuckin might be?
I know what a turducken is. Yes. I'm not familiar with a bake a turbucken duckin.
A Turba Canuckin, Frank, is basically a chicken inside of a duck inside of a turkey. But all of them are wrapped in bacon. So now I'm looking at this fucking bird. There's not, you can't see any of the bird. Everything is completely covered in bacon. And obviously, at the end, deep fried. It looks like the greatest thing that man has ever created. Next to Frank, Baconaise. Baconaise is a bacon-flavored flavored mayo substitute. It is the ultimate bacon-flavored spread. Now, I don't like mayo. I hate mayonnaise. But I would try Baconaise. Absolutely would. Have you ever tried a bacon-flavored mayo substitute, Frank?
Well, I like bacon and I like mayo, so the two are just like peanut butter and chocolate.
So you think they would go... Have you ever dipped a bacon strip in mayo?
No, I have not.
God, imagine a site where people just fucking post terrible meals. Terrible in that they would kill you, but that's the only way. I can hear you typing and gulping at the same time. Could you have any kind of fucking discretion, please? Jesus Christ. Frank, I don't know if you've done any of the news that we've been looking for, but the thing is, we have a caller here. Let's see what they're looking for. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hey, son, how you talking about bacon and you don't got the official bacon fucking correspondent on the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike Nice. Have you ever been to thisiswhyyourefat.com?
Nah, what the fuck is that?
It's a site where people post deliciously gross food pictures.
Deliciously gross? You mean like that 100x100 shit from In-N-Out?
That is on there. The 100x100 is on there. There's also a Big Mac that they replaced the bread with deep fried chicken cutlets.
Wait, do you tell me the three pieces of bun are chicken cutlets?
Yeah, they have three chicken cutlets instead of the bun on the Big Mac.
Man, that's like the Luther. You ever heard of the Luther burger?
The Luther burger? What's a Luther burger?
It's like a bacon whopper with cheese, but the buns are two glazed Krispy Kreme donuts.
Ugh. That's so fucking disgusting.
Yeah, so that's hot as hell. A bacon cheeseburger on a fucking glaze. That's the hot dish.
But have you ever seen it though? I mean, I just looked at a picture of it. They have
it. I had it in Atlanta.
Of course. You're not gonna have it.
That was a modified version of it. You know, I just took off all the healthy shit like the mayonnaise. I do fuck mayo. I took off the lettuce and tomatoes. You know what I'm saying? Mine was just meat, bacon, cheese, and donuts.
Now what about chocolate covered bacon?
What?
Chocolate covered bacon is now featured on thisiswhyyourefat.com.
Motherfucking bacon is so good by itself. Why you can go put some fucking chocolate on it?
Well, just when you think it can't get any better, your bacon has been dipped in chocolate.
Nah, son, it's not a strawberry, son. Bacon by itself is heavenly. That's like fucking up God's work.
Mike Nice,
do you like crispy bacon or rubbery bacon?
What the fuck you mean crispy bacon? Of course rubbery bacon.
What?
It ain't gotta be chewy, not that snap in half. Slim Jim bacon.
Oh, God, I need it to be crispy bacon. Come on.
So you have no problem cooking bacon in a microwave?
You're out of your mind. You're eating fucking rubbery pork.
Wait, hold up. Are you talking about store-bought bacon or the real bacon? Because I don't fuck with that store-bought shit. Like, I go to a butcher and I get the real, the dry-aged bacon, not that wet
bacon. Yeah, but at the end of the day, you cut it into strips and you fucking fry it in a pan.
No, but there's two different types. They got the wet cured bacon, which is the shit that, you know, the Oscar Mayer and shit they sell in the supermarket, which is all right. It's doing a bind. But
they have them in like that styrofoam thing cascaded down.
Yeah, or you get the dry cured bacon, which is like way fucking better, dog. Like when you actually cook it, it doesn't shrink. I call it no shrink bacon.
Yeah.
Mike Nice, you like no Tellerham as well,
Did
of course,
Did you say no
right?
shrink bacon?
Wait, it's called pork roll? I don't know what the fuck Tellerham is.
We call it Tellerham in Jersey. I don't know where you're from.
Oh, you don't know where I'm from. Yeah, it's called pork roll.
Mm. But then again, Mike Nice, you and your ancestors you call everything some kind of pork.
When you go to Quick Check, you get a pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Mike, how do you like your eggs? What you like them scrambled? How do you typically eat them?
He likes them with shrimp.
Yelling at me, dog. Yo, dog, I can hear you through the phone. No need to yell.
I'm not yelling, sir.
Yes, you are, sir.
How do you like your eggs, Mike?
You mean eggs? Scrambled, of course. How else the fuck am I supposed to eat it?
Do you put ketchup on it?
No ketchup. Ketchup don't go on eggs. Ketchup goes on potato chips and french fries.
Potato chips?
And milkshakes.
You never put ketchup on potato chips? It's just like eating french fries,
of
dog.
Course,
it's a potato
of course.
Product.
We're all Americans. We've dipped our chips in ketchup. But the thing is, I've never dipped sea pork in ketchup.
Mike, do you dunk your bread?
They got cocktail sauce for that. What the fuck are you talking about?
Do you dunk your bread, Mikey?
Dunk what?
Do you dunk your bread?
Bread? I don't eat bread.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I would say go ahead and try to find something with bread in it on This Is Why You're Fat. Good luck, because it's either been replaced with pizzas, Krispy Kreme donuts, or chicken cutlets.
Yeah, you already know, son. Holla back. Get that dry cured bacon, son. No shrink bacon, son. Not that new-ish.
New shrink. No shrink bacon.
Dog. When you cook it, it stays the same fucking size. I'm going to send you a fucking link to the high shit, yo. I'm going to send you a link.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike Nice.
Yo, you already know.
Man, this is the perfect site for fat people. Perfect site for fat people. This is the Betty Crocker cookbook for fat fucks, this website. And I guarantee you, people that would eat this stuff, people that have prepared this stuff, if they spoke to me on a phone, or if I heard their fucking voice, I've proven this, Frank, I would be able to tell if there's somebody that have prepared one of these meals. I can hear fatness.
Well, can we take a break first?
Coming up after the break. Fat or not? Can you hear
the return of fat or not?
Can you hear the shame on the DJ New Style Show? We'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're gonna be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together. Post images. Play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny, I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh, I really don't have much to say about this particular... Alright. I really don't have much to say about the next song from the 1987 album This Year's Model. However, all I can say is that it references masturbation. That's that. I don't want to chitter chat. It's Elvis Costello with Pump It Up.
There was a bit of a clip there. It clipped out.
What does that mean, clip? What kind of what does that what's clip mean?
It means it fucked up. It clipped out a little bit. We missed some of your audio. All
right, let me know when you're ready.
Don't fuck this one up. Seriously, go.
This next song, you know what? By you doing that, you made me nervous. I don't have much to say about this song. There's not much to say about the next song from the 1980... I don't have much... You're an ass. I did these fucking perfectly the first time. Because of your fucking mistake, I gotta fucking do it over. Okay. I don't have much to say about the next song. However, all I can... I don't have much to say about the next song from 1978 on the album... There's not much to say about the next song other than there are... You're an asshole. You're a fucking asshole for making me do this over. Maybe if you fucking pressed the button the correct way, I wouldn't have to fucking do this over. Jackass. See? You fuck, I could have did the right... Okay. There's not much to say about the next song. Okay, there's not much to say about this next song other than there are references... Okay, there's not much to say about the next song other than that... All right. I'm losing it. I gotta take it slow. I'm getting nervous. Calm down. There's not much to say about the new song other than that there are... You're an asshole. You're a fucking twat. Okay, there's not much to say about the next song. There's not much to say about this next song other than the fact that there are references to masturbation in it. From the 1978 album, This Year's Model. That's that. I don't want to chitter chat. It's Elvis Costello with Pump It Up.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Very, very nice to be here on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears, the place to be. Home of your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. Great to be here. If you're fat, I can tell. If you're thin, I know that as well. Frank, did you have a nice break?
I had a great break.
Not really. I know. We know you didn't. We all heard you fuck up the Elvis Costello thing. But that's all right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
You know, why fucking pretend? Frank, something I'm not pretending about, not in the fucking least. No way. I can tell if you're fat. If you're overweight, if you are a skinny girl, I'm not...
We did this a couple months ago, didn't we?
We did it a couple months ago, but
we're changing it up a little bit.
Can I fucking explain it?
Hey!
Before you keep jumping in, you bald fuck! Jesus Christ, all motherfucking mighty! 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mike. How's it going?
Mike from Queens?
Hey, Mike from Queens. Mike, what's going
chicken
on?
Chicken. We need a Mike from Queens intro. And it's got to reference chicken nuggets. I don't know. Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We're about to do something that we did a couple months ago. It was a little bit called Fat or Not. Can you hear the shame? I have made the bold statement, that I can tell if a woman is fat just from her voice. I'm not going to be one of these people that are sucked in and saying, dude, her fucking voice is hot. And if I were single and decided to go on that, I would never walk into a room with a behemoth because I thought a voice was attractive. I have a keen ability to tell if a woman is fat or not.
So what I have done is I have extracted audio clips
from various movies on the internet,
things of that nature.
Okay.
Clipped them out and sent them anonymously to you.
You have them in some kind of a numbered fashion.
I have them in, but to you they're anonymous.
I don't know what they are. I'm letting you know this right now. I have no idea what they are. They have numbers. I will play them, and I will guess. Fat.
Or not.
So I guess I can...
Now, these are clips are not your normal chitter-chatter clips.
Well, I mean, you picked, like, video blogs and stuff, right?
No.
So, what videos?
Well, maybe you should play them.
So they're internet videos featuring women, and they're not something. And they're not video blogs. I have a feeling that I know what this might be. Well, here's number one: is she fat?
Mike.
Can you, Pristine?
Mike, can you hear it?
Pristine, we're going to be playing some clips. I want you to play along. Oh. You don't know as well. I'll throw it over to you. Then I'll give my guess. And we'll do the deal here. Okay, here's the first one. Number one. Okay. So you've chosen pornography, I see.
Fuck me.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, this is gonna be tough. All right, this is going to be a lot more difficult. But I will prevail. First up, Mike from
fat
Queens.
Fat or not?
Mike from Queens.
Wow.
Fat
I
or not?
I was very confident going into this.
Now Mike,
that.
Let me interrupt here for a second.
These are
not your normal, you know, 15 to 20 pound overweight. These are fucking monster women.
Okay, if they're fat, they're gigantic is what you're saying?
Exactly.
And by the way, I commend you on throwing the monkey wrench and picking what I can only assume are all pornography. Are they all pornography clips?
Perhaps.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Shit.
Okay, so...
I'm going to say that one is not fat.
Now, Mike, I want to agree with you. And I think I do. I just thought I heard a little something. But I'm going to say that I'm going to go with you on this. And I'm going to say she was not fat.
You are both correct.
Yes!
She is not fat.
Yes. Not fat. So one for one, Mikey. One for one here.
Very good.
All right. I'm going to click the number two MP3. This is 2.MP3 in the audio that Frank has pulled from various internet videos. I can only assume it's another pornography movie.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, this one isn't a porno clip. It's the only video posted on This Is Why You're Fat. It's the woman eating the burger, the large pizza burger. Nah. All right, I'm going to throw it over to you, Mike.
Yeah, that sounded pretty fat.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's fat. That's definitely fat.
Well, to be honest with you guys are absolutely correct. Now, how'd you know this, Mike? How'd you know she was fat? How could you tell?
I don't know how to describe it. It's just the fat people sound. I thought them being in the throes of passion would make it a little bit more difficult, but actually I think this is going to make it, I don't know. You ever hear like Big Pun Talk or Fat Joe, and they have fat voices.
They have like a sort of tone that is indicative of just snacks closing their throat. Years of eating.
There's almost a struggle.
Yeah. They have to.
The breathing is different.
The fact that we know that they're women and they sound like it could be John Goodman having a fucking wet dream. kind of clues me in to the fact that it was a fat girl. We'll go with number three. Number three.
Oh, oh yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh,
okay.
Oh yeah. Oh, oh yeah.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that's good.
Hold on. I'm gonna back. Can I back it up a little bit?
Oh.
Right there. Oh, did you hear that?
Oh. Oh yeah.
Did you hear that slurp?
Good.
I think I was okay. Here, I have my answer. Mike from Queens, what is yours?
This one's a little bit tougher. It could go either way, but I'm leaning on fat right now.
I heard the pucker that is reminiscent of Tupperware being opened with chili inside, and someone was having some kind of an orgasm. So, chili in a Tupperware kind of has to sound like a fat girl's pussy being eaten. I'm gonna say that is a fat girl.
Mike, what do you say, Mike?
Fat girl.
You guys are 3 for 3. That is a fat slob if I ever saw one.
Fuck yeah, dude. I am on fire. I am on fire. Absolutely on fire. Frank, I don't think you're going to stump me. I don't think you're going to stump me at all. At all. Here is the one, number three.
Number four.
Is it three?
Number four.
Did we just play three?
You played three just now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Then we're going with number four. Mm-hmm. I was just too enthusiastic. Number four. This is a lesbian scene, I can tell. I'm going to say, and I don't know. I know it's a lesbian scene. I thought I heard a couple voices.
Yeah, there's a lesbian
scene. There are two women there, no?
There are two women there.
It's only two? Well, anyway, I'm gonna okay. say I'm gonna. I think it's not fat. Now, Pristine, what do you think?
Are they gonna be both fat or not fat together, or might one of them be fat?
They'll be both. Either will be the same, either way.
Okay, so it'll either be just a complete fat fuck, or you know, something more pleasing. Okay, what do you think?
I don't know. The one who was working the tools and doing whatever she was doing sounded like she might have been fat. Fuck. It's still not fat.
Now, you say not fat?
Yeah, the one who's going, yeah.
Yeah, one sounded fat to me. See, that one sounded fat.
Like it could have been fat.
I'm going to, you know what?
Like it could have been fat.
And you just said, Frank, that if one of them's fat, then they're both fat?
They're either both fat or they're either both not fat.
I'm going to put it on the line, and I'm going to say not fat. Mike from Queens?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to go not fat because of the other one, but I don't know about this.
We say not fat.
Yeah.
Well, not only are they both not fat,
yes!
But this is from anorexichorse.com!
Yes!
Wow. Holy shit.
Nice. Nice, nice. Whew. Okay.
Number five.
Well, I'm excited. I am excited, first of all. Number five.
Look at that. Yeah, you want that? You want that? You want that? You want that? Take that. Take it. Ah! Yeah! Oh, God! Ah! Yeah, make this fucking song. Yeah! Yeah, take it. Take it. Ah! Ah! Yeah!
What the?
Ah! Holy shit.
Yeah, you like that, don't you? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
it's a good
old slut. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so is this a porno or is somebody being force-fed birthday cake?
Holy shit.
This is pornography.
Oh, my God. Man, oh, man.
Am I up?
Yeah, Mike from Queens, you're up.
Guessing fat.
I got to go fat on this, too. She sounds too just, like, in control. And
now, this is number five, correct?
This is number five.
You both say what?
I say fat.
Fat.
This woman is undoubtedly not fat.
Oh.
Oh, God damn it.
She's annoying. Does that count for something?
It may.
Nothing.
So we got that one wrong?
You got that one incorrect. Your first one wrong, Ken.
Damn it. All right, so we got one wrong, Mike. I think we can come back. I think we'll do this. I think we'll do this. We got, what is it? We're
number six.
Four for five right now? Is that what correct. We're doing? Four for five. Okay, here we go, number six. It takes a little bit. Here we go. Okay, wait. I think I know what it is. She can't catch her breath, first of all. First of all, she's out of breath. Mike from Queens, what do you think?
It's sounding pretty fat. I'm not as confident as I was two questions ago, but it sounds fat to me.
The same, but the thing is, what's interesting is the same qualities that I've heard in the last one are the qualities I'm working on in this one. And I'm going to do what Frank does whenever he has a kind of a guessing game type thing. I'm going to try to use logic rather than to just analyze the clip. I don't think he would put two of the same in a row. I think this girl is fat. I think she's a fat girl. Even though I'm using the same evidence that I used in the last one that we got wrong. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I think fat also.
All right.
I think fat because of the clip. Yeah, we were wrong last time, but I'm guessing fat.
Okay, what do you think? What is it, Frank?
The answer to this is, without a doubt, fat.
Yes! 5 for 6. 5 for 6. We're doing okay. We're doing okay. Number 7 coming up right now. Here we go. You have an answer, Mike from Queens?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what's your answer?
I think she sounds fat.
Okay, that was either a life alert necklace or a cell phone at the end. I'm going to go with fat on this one. I think she's fat.
You are both incorrect.
What?
She is not fat.
Fuck. She's not fat?
Fat. Where'd not you... fat.
Where'd you find this movie?
Not fat.
Two wrong out of 7. We are 5 for 7. Going on to clip number 8. We have Mike from Queens playing the fat or not, can you hear the shame game on the DJ News Style Show. Frank, I'm fucking disappointed. I would call for a recount on that last one. I mean, I might... You know, one.
There will be no recounts. It is what I said. It is
fine. All right. Fuck you. What number are we playing?
Number 8.
Number 8. She's just like a fucking in an airport. I'm trying to find anything. Oh my God, I'm at a crapshoot for this one.
Mike, what do you think, Mike?
Oh, that's really rough, and I'm going fat once again.
What was the last one, Mike from Queens?
The last one was not fat.
Okay.
And the one before that was fat.
And you're going to say fat on this one?
I'm going to say fat for this one.
I'm going with you. I'm going to say this one is a fat fucking bitch. Are we right?
This is what I like to call a BBW.
Yes!
Nice.
Yes! So close. For, if you misspell BBW, ironically, it could be BBQ, which is a tasty mishap for them. So we are now 7-4-8. 6-8. We missed two.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch bastard. All right, so what are we on? Number nine? How long are we going to do? All right, hold on. Number nine. Here we go. Mike from Queens and Germ Freak. This is Fat or Not. Can you hear the shame on the DJ New Style show? Oh, listen to that gurgling. Oh, I gotta say that this is a lot harder when it's porn clips. This is a lot harder when it's porn clips. I think because of the gurgling sound and because I don't know where the mic is placed, I personally think it's a fat girl. Mike from Queens, what do you think?
I think I'm actually going skinny this time. Because of the fact that she was breathing so rapidly and there didn't seem to be much resistance there, it's tough. But I'm gonna go not fat.
All right, Mike from Queens, I'm gonna stray. I'm gonna go with fat on this one because of the gurgling. So he says not fat. I say fat.
Final answers.
Yes.
Final Mike answers. From Queens
is wrong.
Is correct.
What?
Is not fat.
Damn it. You fucked me over, first of all, Frank. You fucked me over from the start on this fucking game. Porn clips. You fuck. So how many is that now?
Oh.
I'm 7-9, you're 6-9.
Son of right. a bitch. God damn it. Okay, so I thought she was fat. Big fucking deal. Okay? Big fucking deal.
Number 9. Or is it number 10?
I think we did 9. We're doing 10 now, right?
This, 10.
Why doesn't... okay, number 10. Here we go. I don't think I'm going to be able to redeem myself if we only do 10, but here we go. Wait. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Are there any with guy moaning?
There may be a guy in this one. I'm not sure.
Oh, jeez. And you can't even tell... Because this is going to fuck me up. All right.
Well, I'm sure you can tell the difference between a guy moan and a girl moan, can't you, fuckface?
You know what? The fatter the girl, the more she sounds like a fucking man. But we'll go with this. Oh, that's a man. We got to go back. Oh, you got to hear this again.
Oh, yeah.
Did he fucking slap her? Alright, there's no way she's fat. There's no way she's fat. You don't really... It sounds like she got face slapped, and I don't think you face slap fat girls. Can we just hear that one part again? Let me just back that one up. I gotta hear that one part again. Oh my god. It probably was an ass slap, but to me it kind of sounded like it could have been a face. I think not fat. Mike from Queens, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going not fat on that one also.
Jeff Freak, what's the answer?
Not fat.
All right, I pulled a 7-10. I pulled a 7-10. You fucked this up, though, Frank. You fucked this up from the start. okay? No, wait, no. Did I get 7 for 10? Yeah, I did. So that means I've been defeated by Mike from Queens in the Fat or Not contest. Can you hear the shame? You don't have any. I mean, we do have some more of these. I mean, should we explore this a little more?
We have a couple more. It's up to you. We have 2 or 3 more.
That's my fucking favorite.
I actually thought that was the next clip playing for a second. Seriously.
Okay.
While you play these next 3, there's a couple of bonus ones here.
Okay, this is a bonus round for Fat or Not. Can you hear the shame on the DJ New Style Show featuring Mike from Queens and Germ Freak, a big fucking prick who ruined everything. You ruined everything, basically, is what I'm saying. Okay? Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's go back again. Listen. Right there, you can hear structural damage being done. Okay, this is a fucking fat girl. I'm pretty sure this is a fucking fat girl. Mike from Queens, what do you say, buddy?
I'm going to go... It's real quick. I'm going to go skinny. I'm going to go skinny with this one.
He's going to go not fat. I say fat.
Well, not fat, excuse me.
I
the
say
answer
fat
is... Fat!
Yes! Fuck you, Mike from Queens! Oh, how about one of these? Oh, for Mike from Queens. So it's evened up. It's evened up in the bonus round. We do have, what, a couple more? 2 more?
We have 2 more. It's up to you.
I say we do it. It's coming down to the last 2. You're a noble adversary. But as I said before, even though Germ Freak threw a monkey wrench into the plans by picking porn clips where it's just moaning and no actual words, although there was a face slap and some Spanish, I think that I'm going to come out on top. Here's the last 2. Okay. I have my fucking answer. I have my answer.
Yeah, me too.
What's your answer?
I say fat.
Yeah, me too. It's a wash. I say fat. He says fat. Germ Freak, what is it?
Fat.
Yes, motherfucker. Yep. But it's a wash, though. So it comes down to the last one. We may tie, Mike from Queens.
Test-taking skills, actually, that you were applying before would say this one is skinny. Before even hearing it, but I'll hear it first before I give my answer.
Okay, so test-taking skills based on your precognition for multiple choice, you're expecting a skinny one.
I don't expect 3 fatties in a row. I don't.
Okay.
It might happen, but I'm expecting a skinny
one. Here is the last one. Fat or Not, Can You Hear the Shame? On the DJ New Style Show. Mike from Queens and Germ Freak. The last one. We're tied. Here we go. I have another one from that. The clip kind of cut off. I'm sorry. Frank, forgive me. I have the rest of the clip right here, actually. Are you fucking kidding me? That's probably the most obvious fucking fat one ever.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking fat sounding.
All right, so you know what? I say fat. Mike from Queens says fat. Let's do this formality here and just tell us that it's fucking fat.
Of course.
Of course.
You know, for a second though, I thought that might have been him throwing us for a loop in the last one.
Oh, shit! That was really sad. Shit!
Yeah.
When you're too fat to finish the word shit, it's a fucking sad state of affairs. You know what? If I'm going to tie anybody, Mike from Queens, I would rather tie with you.
And I'm honored as well. Yes. Thank you very much for letting me play. I was a big fan of this one the first time around.
I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for playing the game. We have no prizes. Please hang up and go.
All right, Pete.
Thank you, buddy. See, what you've done, Frank, is wrong. You've sullied a contest. I think that if we ever do this again, you have to tell us the category of videos that you're selecting. So I can get in a mindset. I have to know. If I'm going to be trying to decipher oohs and ahs and fucking slapping and... I have to know. But, you know, this is your game. You challenge my claim, that's how it goes, I guess. You have nothing to say? Is that what it is?
I'm just trying to change it up a little bit. That's all I'm doing.
Well, I appreciate it. And you know what? I appreciate you being a part of the show, Frank. I really do.
Yeah.
DJ Rob, what does the dog want? I don't know.
I don't know what the damn Bow Wow wants.
Oh, look at that part of it. It's that part of the show, Frank. It's the end of the show. Episode 202 in the can. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download our shows. Subscribe to the podcast. Download them automatically. Go to HeroesTalk.com. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night for a new episode of The Awful Hour. Rebroadcast tomorrow night, 9. Thursday night, Best in Show, 8 to 11. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. Hey, Ken, do you have anything that you'd like to say?
No, I'm good. Thanks. Thank you, everybody. Hear us talk. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!